Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, May 19th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for coming back for us yet again. We're excited, at least I am, excited about tonight's call, and you'll know more about it as we get further into the call. But I just want to thank you all for coming back. Let's do this. Let's go ahead, pray the call in like we do every Tuesday and Thursday night, and then we'll send it over to Sue, and Sue will have a wonderful teaching for us tonight that we can all be benefited from and edified from. So that's our prayer. So here we go. We're going to pray the call in. Heavenly Father, thank you for everything that you're doing to put things together behind the scenes, to make things happen, to make this a reality for us, to bring this blessing home. Thank you for just every piece of this puzzle falling into place beautifully to create a beautiful picture that we can all appreciate soon and then thereafter. Thank you for all that you do in our lives to prepare us for this, to provide for us, and to give us a place in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I kind of got into that alliteration there, Sue. Did you catch that?
What alliteration?
Okay, I don't think you caught it.
No.
Well, the repetition of initial sound. You know, a lot of preachers will preach a sermon with the same word start, and they'll use three different words like purpose, prayer, another P word, you know, they'll do that. Well, that's what I just did in my
prayer. Oh, anyway. Really? Okay. Well, that's interesting phonically.
Repetition of initial sound. Yeah.
It's interesting. I've never really kind of studied what, like, the only thing I can say is maybe I wasn't paying attention to it like that. I was paying attention to it as,
mm-hmm.
deepening on certain words so that it myelinates and gets in deeper. That's what I caught. Okay.
Got
That's
it.
Good.
That's Bruce. Cool. That's very cool. Like if you said God's plan, God's purpose, and God's provision. Like let's say you did a sermon and you had those three words as your keywords.
Makes it easier to it creates a sort of categorization of concepts. Okay. That's good.
Yeah. And a mnemonic too.
Good. Thank you.
Anyway, I don't know why I did all that, but anyway. Sue?
No, it's technical. It's technical. You're talking about how words become embodied cognition is what you were doing. Okay, good.
That's right, and I didn't even know it, but that's what I was doing.
Yeah, and you didn't even know it, but I did. So I did.
You knew
too.
It. That's right.
Everything could be a joyful experience. Okay, here we go. Ready for the teaching?
Okay, ready.
Sue takes a deep breath, like coming into class with her books, like falling all over the place. Okay, here we go.
Falling all over the desk? Yeah, okay.
No, I always walked in gracefully. Let me recorrect that image.
Okay.
How about with great energy? With great energy,
yes.
Sue reads this great teaching.
Okay.
Great faith inspires great dreams.
Mm.
Great dreams require great faith. In many ways, a great dream is a statement of faith. Certainly, announcing your dream publicly requires faith because other people are likely to reject it. To courageously imagine or dream of a better future for yourself, for your family, or for others is an act of faith. You are saying, I believe that things can change and can be different. And I believe that God will enable me or us to accomplish it. Trusting God always makes God happy. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to God must believe that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. I believe God is pleased that you are reading this right now. You matter to God, and he's not finished with your life. This is the beginning of something wonderful. While you're working on your dream, God will be working on your character. Like just everything that I was just doing. In this short book, I'll summarize the six phases of the process God uses to grow our faith and develop our character. This process is illustrated over and over in the lives of people in the Bible. More important, this faith-building process will be repeated over and over in your life as God keeps moving you towards spiritual and emotional maturity. The growth process begins with dreaming. But dreaming is just the first phase. There are five more phases. And if you don't understand the many ways that your dream and your faith will be tested, you'll be tempted to give up. But dreaming is the step that gets the ball rolling. And that is what God is most concerned about, preparing you for life with Him in eternity. Here's a little secret. While you're more interested in reaching your dreams on earth, God is more interested in building your character. Why? Because God has long-range plans for you that will far outlast this work. It's interesting because this was obviously written before med-bed time. That will far outlast your brief time on earth. So much is going to have to be looked at again.
Yeah.
God has a longer view of you. Everybody's working with outdated software. He's looking at your life in life of eternity. The fact is this, any goal or dream that you envision happening here on earth could be temporary. I'm going to have to retweet this. We're just passing through. This is just the warm-up act before the new act you are to encounter begins. So I'm going to close this teaching now and say, the dream that you can feel that's right in front of you is expanding beyond anything that's ever been expressed on earth. It literally is. It's beyond anything that's been expressed on earth. So imagine, who could you become if the greater things and the kingdom of God was within you and you were here to help that unfold? That's our teaching for tonight.
Nice little modification at the end, Sue.
Yeah. Had to.
Keeping it real.
Yep.
Well, you know what? There's truth to that because we have known things for, what, 2-3 years maybe about the med beds. Now we know they're out. They're in places. We know that they've got mobile med bed units. Have I talked about that yet? Those are over 300 of those in place. And we know they've been used for the military, talking about fixed med bed locations, military, and I think I'm up to like 20 or 21 different military people that have gone into the med beds that I've heard the stories of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we know it as it's there, it's real, it's now. But most people would wrestle with the concept of it until they see the evidence of it. Your teaching was about faith, Sue. Faith is the evidence, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's how the Bible describes faith. And you said our faith will be tested. Our faith has been tested so far on believing in these currencies and the med beds, if you want to throw that in. But if you have proof of it, meaning that you have the evidence already, there's no reason to have faith for it because it already exists and you know it. That's knowing. But faith the word faith in the Hebrew is the same as belief and trust and faith. All three is the same root word. And so what's interesting about this to me is, yes, we are being tested. We will be tested. And without getting into the med-bed thing for right now, you know, God wants us to have life and have us more, have it more abundantly in this earth, in the earthly realm now. Now, obviously, when we get changed in the twinkling of an eye to have the same type of resurrection body that Jesus had and still has, you know, that's a different animal. That's where we get caught up to meet him in this, in the air, and forever, from that point on, we'll forever be with the Lord. That's eternity. That's forever. That's a forever existence, forever life that we know a little bit about, but God's keeping a lot of that secret, even to us. So what we have to do is go into this, into where we are right now with the faith to not only believe for everything that God is doing behind the scenes for us right now as a quote-unquote called out people for his name, the ecclesia, those who are called out, where the Spanish get the word iglesia, which means church. And that's why we tend to call the body of Christ the church of Christ, not a building, a group of people who are essentially called out for his name. And so I like this teaching, and I like your modification at the end, because even though, yeah, we always say, well, you know what, if we live to be 90 or 100, you know, that's a full life. And for a lot of people, it has been. But you know what? For us, we're just going to be getting started, I think. And I think that's good you brought that up, Sue, that that's, you know, this teaching was written pre-MedBed. And now maybe in 5 or 10 years when MedBeds are an absolute thing, everybody's aware of it, everybody's gotten in that needs to get in, you know, and it becomes, you know, part of our existence, you know, that extends our lives. I mean, why would Adam live 930 years, Methuselah live 972 years? All these people live these 800, 900 year old, you know, years, and then we're stuck with 90 or 100 or even 105? What's wrong with that picture, right? Well, I think that picture is about to change. And I feel bad for the people that haven't made it this far. We've lost people. We've all lost people that we wish could have held on long enough to get in the med beds. But all I can say is get with boomers, hang in there, do the best you can with your health to be completely healed, healthy, healed, and whole. And then we'll go from there and then jump into the med beds when it's our time to do that. So I guess that's what I wanted to say, Sue. I guess that's what I was saying, but I appreciate the teaching. I liked it. And I know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So, you know, stay in faith. Faith is a thing. It's tangible. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Substance. It's the evidence of things not yet seen. I think if we look at faith that way, we have a whole new perspective on what faith is. Okay, so I like that teaching, Sue. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for it. Bob, let's cut to you and see how you would refer to this teaching tonight.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. Thanks for the commentary at the end of the teaching. And I really like this. It's the inspiration of dreams is the part that really got me right at the beginning. And I started thinking, if you're going to have dreams and you're going to really want to see them come to fruition, then that faith that they will is just the very first part. And you then have to, you know, make a declaration. You have to really be clear on what your dream is. And in this teaching, there is two different types of dreams in a way. One might be dreams of your contributions or attainments, but the other might be the dreams of actually having what might be more important, which is the building of character that God is providing for us. And if it's the former, and it's a dream of something you want to work on, a project you want to work on, if you can state it as an intention that's very clear, I intend to do this, and then really be able to see it. And the reason you want to see a picture of it already done is so that you can focus on it. It's much easier to focus on a picture than an amorphous collection of some, you know, ideals. And if you see a picture of it being accomplished, then you can make a practice to focus on it each day, where you have that picture in your mind and you can look at it and breathe in while you keep your focus directly on it with vigor. And breathe in for 4 seconds and hold it, and breathe out for 4 seconds, and do that for as long as you can keep focused on that picture of your intended dream. And then they say, well, you have to really be able to feel it. Yeah, you want to feel it, but what's like the most powerful way to really feel it? And perhaps if you can feel the power of God in it, in that picture, in that dream, in that accomplishment, and you really say, okay, this particular dream has all the power of God in this dream, and I'm the one who's making the projection of this dream, and because of my faith, I have all the power of God in me. So as this projection comes out, it's in fact infused with the power of God. And this way is a way to make it way more likely that it won't just be a dream that's kind of like a child's fairy tale dream, but rather the dream of a great lion of God who actually is intending to accomplish something for the greater good. And then we start thinking about, you know, well, that's all very well and good, but what God really wants is to help you build your character. So, well, how does he do that? Well, it's through challenges. And people's souls are forged in these challenges. And what does he want from us? He wants us to be kind to other people. He wants us to be kind even in the face of all different types of discordant energy. Now, it's easy to be kind to a little puppy dog or a newborn baby, but what about in the midst of discordant energy? Can you still maintain an aura of kindness? And can you maintain your faith when things seem impossible, when things seem desperate? Are you going to give up and give in, or is your character going to be further sharpened and further refined by your demonstration of faith? And sometimes this an act of kindness really is in a demonstration of understanding. Many, many people that are angry these days, and there are many people that are very angry about things, a lot of it is they want to be understood. They want their position to be understood, their feelings to be understood, their dreams and desires to be understood. And can you do that for others? Can you make your very best effort right in the full gaze of God upon you? Can you make your best effort to show understanding in the face of pushback and be a giving person, even if you're being judged as foolish, perhaps, and you still hold to your own strength and know that these challenges are God's way of helping forge our character, you know, and forgiveness is another that is very hard to do if someone's been wronged. But guess what? Forgiveness, if somebody just maybe calls you a silly name, all right, big deal. But that's not a challenge from God. What about forgiveness if you were actually wronged or someone you know was wronged? And if you yourself become someone who is angry because of a desire to be understood, right? Will you be able to hold your tongue? Will you be able to be silent until you have better control over your anger? Maybe you needed to understand yourself better. Maybe you needed to use the work of Byron Katie to better understand yourself before you get angry at others. And all these things are what Sue was talking about in the teaching about God wanting more for us than just to help with our dreams and desires, but for the long term, for eternity. He wants our character to be purified as much as possible, mm-hmm. and thus these challenges arise on a daily basis for us. And if we have them put into the proper framework as not something that is being cast upon us by the devil, but actually a gift from God, is this challenge that is going to create the character that he wants for us to arrive in heaven with.
Almost don't even know where to start with that, Bob.
That's good, Bob.
That was really good. Bob, you had so many comments, so many different aspects to your comment. We could take off in about six different directions on that. But I really appreciate your comment on it, because I think you said a lot of very cool and interesting things that we can take from that. And you know what, Sue, when Bob was talking about dreams and so on, that's an aspect of the teaching that I didn't even touch on. And I meant to, but I took off in a different direction. But I think
that's
you're right,
Bob. That's what makes it fun. That's what makes it fun, is it's associative, and what is alive in you gets expressed. So thank you, Bob.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah. You know, it's funny, Bob, because the Bible says, be angry, but sin not. And you go, wait a minute, you mean I can be angry? That's okay? Yeah. What are you going to do with it? And Bob was right about how to deal with it. And then, but don't sin. Be angry, but don't sin afterwards. You know, it's crazy. So much to this teaching, and really, we could go on for hours on this. Sue, I really thought it was great, too. What did you think of the teaching, Sue, and how are you going to take off on it?
Well, I just came off of a very deep class, which you'll hear me talk about, and it's part of my dream in my segment. And I really liked, and I'm going to ground it a little bit. And I liked how Bob was talking about, you know, using a picture, because a picture in your dream is literally how a dream gets encoded in you. And you were talking about that earlier at the beginning of the call. And I'm gonna use this platform while I can. We're living through times where the dreams that have been conditioned for a lot of people is the bigger house, the bigger car, the lifestyle that's going vroom, 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 the cool places to go. And in the class I just had, it was about these two lifestyles that are going to start to diverge. The one of people running around and being busy and doing, 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 and, you know, that's one version. But the dream that Bob is articulating and the dream that I think that I'd like to propose is a dream of integration. And that means bringing heaven, a new way of living, a new way of being healthy, a new way of being rhythmic, and putting that into your dream and letting that be in your picture. So you have a picture that is what you would love to experience, a beautiful house, the rhythm, the way you live that would be healthy, that is like regenerating to you. You're seeing the rhythm. You're getting out of survival consciousness. You're moving in what would be a healthy, beautiful way to connect with people. Where does your nervous system come alive but calm at the same time? And my whole teaching, Bob, which you're going to hear, which is quite a story, but I'll be able to condense it, is all about, to me, the dream is being Christ-like and having these new relationships that aren't going to be designed on survival and how much you're producing, so much as what is the quality of aliveness and connection and beauty and meaning that is moving through you, and the people you select to spend time with and partner with, so that it helps everything to flourish. That's a whole new set of standards. It's a lot of people are might be dreaming old dreams, like experience dreams, like let's travel here, let's do that. There's nothing wrong with experiences, but I think we need a dream where you're following Christ's guidance to say where, like Bob talked about, where do I need to refine, number one, my skills? Skills, these are skills. How many people do you know, like, have worked on their relationship skills? I don't know very many. Bob talks about nonviolent communication. Good, that's yay. But these are skills to be with people in the middle of the greatest transition on planet Earth. That's a big dream. A loving, embodied, get it into the body, non-distracted, loving dream. So to me, the reason why we could talk about it for a long time, Bruce, is because when you think about dreams, you expand. But dreams need to expand and then get breathed in and then designed and then embodied and then created and then tested. Are they working? It's a whole new skill set. It's much more conscious than it's ever been, or the requirements will be. A lot of people will be playing out their old vroom vroom dreams, you know, chasing neurochemistry that gives them a rush. I've certainly done that. But I think there's this new dream that's happening that's going to require people, which is why I'm using this platform, really think, do I feel nourished by this? Do I feel connected to people when I'm in this experience? Or am I just distracted and chasing it because somebody around me is doing it? Those are the things that I hope people listening right now will reflect upon and make healthy, beautiful, living Christ choices around. Those are my thoughts.
Okay, Sue, thank you. Yes. Thank you. Yes, dreams. If you have trouble dreaming, you say, well, I don't dream anymore. I used to dream. I don't dream now. Well, you know what? Maybe you need to try Good Night Formula. Because when I take it, I have dreams. 2, 3, sometimes even 4 different dream sequences per night. And then I usually remember the dream for a day or two or so afterwards. And then I try to integrate those dreams, Sue, and integrate and make those dreams, see if that's a dream that is going to come to fruition. You know? Because there is a reality in dreaming. That's its own reality, really. So thank you, Sue, teaching and your comments, and Bob, your comments. I loved it. Very good. Very good. We could have a whole night just on this teaching, I'm sure. So let's move into, you know what I mean, Sue? Let's move into prayer and praise and see what might be there for us tonight that we can help other people with.
Well, I notice, we haven't heard from Pastor Scott, so wherever you are, Pastor Scott, we're intending that you are in a transforming and healing space.
Mm.
And then I do have a prayer request. You're going to jump on this, so put your finger in front of your lips there, Bruce.
Are you telling me not to talk?
There's a kitty cat. There's a kitty cat. And there's some people in Arizona that are listening right now. That are listening right now. And we're just going to pray for their beloved fur baby. Oh, and there's another woman on the pod.
For
Leo? On the pod. Yeah, and there's another emergency person in the pod. That's weird. That also needed to go and be with a friend because their fur baby was suffering.
Mm.
And so we're going to pray for Leo and Janet and Jay and Kay and for all the people that love their animals and for all the animals. We're going to, you two cats started it, but we're going to pray a prayer for all of the animals on earth.
Mm.
That they feel our love, that there's a new quality of love that's coming out and is going to heal all the living, domestic, non-domestic, that there's going to be a new level of care so that it's a new normal and all these animals and pets have the love and attention of Jay and Kay and Janet, and people are treating animals as another member of the human family, of the living family that's here on earth.
We see everybody
healed and whole. Leo and Janet's friend, we see them all healed, whole, and most of all, the human animal bond at a new, incredibly beautiful place. Because we know too that animals are going to get into the med bed, and they're going to be our forever partners, possibly. So in Jesus' name, we see this sealed, we see everyone healed, and we say amen.
Amen. Sue, is Leo missing?
No, he just was not doing well. He didn't like the router. He doesn't like the electromagnetic thing of the router, and so he was hiding and just not behaving normally. So
you say router, you mean the router? The router at the house?
The router, tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Well, I'm thinking router. Are you thinking Roto-Rooter guy was over there, you know? Yeah, there's that EMF thing is a real thing. Affecting,
I know.
Humans and animals.
Right. So we're going to move on
terrible.
To Genia now. Yeah, I know. Ahead. So now he's healed.
Go ahead.
But no, wait a minute. Let me see what I got here. Okay, good. Okay. So let me find my place again. Oops, where are we? Oh, man. So now we're going to pull up Genia's beautiful commitment. Praise be to God for his grace, goodness, love, forgiveness, and all the blessings we've received throughout our lives, especially the med beds and RV. Blessing that should come to fruition very soon. I love the way you start with that, Genia.
Mm-hmm.
Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrew 4:16. Without God, we are nothing. President Trump. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for President Trump, who declared Sunday, 17th May, 2026, the nation's 250th birthday, a national day of prayer to rededicate America as one nation under God. For the Big Call, that's interesting. For the Big Call platform, two times a week. All the leaders and listeners we pray for their health, joy, finances, and everyone's prayer requests. We're thankful that we're chosen for this RV blessing and medbeds as we continue praying for the RV to come to fruition ASAP, hopefully this week. This month, so we can get our medbed appointments. We pray for President Trump, his administration, family, our military, United States, and world peace. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed week. Safe travels. Memorial weekend this Friday, 5/22/26. Is it this Friday? Wow.
Yep.
It's a Monday, 5/25/26. Question, will the RV happen before Memorial weekend or by the end of May? Genie.
Well, you know I'm going to answer that, Jeannie. You know I'm going to try to answer that the best I can. And I do have some good intel for tonight, you guys. Very excited about delivery. That's why I'm a little bit juiced right now, as Sue and Bob can plainly see. So, thank you, Jeannie. Very good. Very good stuff. Sue?
Ruth?
Yes, I do have a few things I want to talk about, and I don't think I'm going to wait for everything so far tonight to my segment. So what would you say,
oh,
Sue, that you did?
I have something.
Yeah, did you have anything?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll tell you at the end. I'll suggest something to be, thank you for reminding me. Yes,
okay.
I have a powerful segment. Let me see. Where am I? Okay. So.
Pop-up class? Pop-up?
Hold on. So we closed a class last week. And in that class, I mentioned, and this was incredible, starting about, I said 4 months ago, but then I looked it up with this friend of mine and I. We noticed that we were getting a ton of email, but the email was talking about a pattern, and then I brought it up with this friend. And the pattern was this. It was about 200 emails, and it was people talking about how they were nervous about this transition and the people that they were close to being sort of distant to them. Just like Bob was talking about. And so I asked everybody, because it was, I have been seeing it and I could sense it. I could feel it. I've heard it in the pod, and nobody was addressing it. And so I'm on a neuroscience project, and I got a couple of people involved, and we worked all weekend long, and everybody said, yeah, we want to do this. We really need this. We really need this. And I want to read you so we had the pop-up class. It was called The Reset. We have two titles for it. I'll read the first one that I like. For the moments when the people you love the most feel the furthest away. And the second title is Staying Loving When Others Are Not, a contemplative neuroscience guide. And I'm going to read to you, well, I'll just tell you that everybody in that class that got this booklet, which is 51 pages long, is based on Christ's teachings. You're going to get a taste of it in a minute. But is grounded in neuroscience of how you're going to stabilize, just like Bob was talking about, how are you going to do walking into the room when somebody that has not believed in this, how are you going to get to call them back? And so I'm going to read you some of it. How to use this guide. This guide is designed to be lived, not just read. Each chapter follows the same rhythm, a scene from a real life, a return to Christ, the science that confirms what Christ showed, and a practice you can use today. Work through it slowly, return to it often. The practices are not techniques for managing difficult people. They're invitations to become a different kind of person, one who has enough inner space that what they feel does not automatically become what they do. You'll find yourself in these pages. You'll find the people you love in these pages. That is intentional. The Reset was written for this specific loneliness of being further along. And for everyone who's ever stood in a doorway wondering how to bring the people they love with them. Why this and why now? Because you've been changed by what you know. You sat in rooms, read the research, been on the big call, crossed thresholds that most people around you have never approached. You've built something, a vision, a mission, a level of awareness that has genuinely altered who you are. And then you go home. Or your partner looks at the way they look at you now like you're someone they're still trying to recognize. Or your child acts out and something in you knows exactly what is happening in their nervous system, even as yours is threatening to go offline. This is the specific loneliness of being ahead, not better, ahead. And the people you love most are still catching up. Your family knew you before the transformation. Your partner fell in love with the person who existed before the vision took hold, before the early mornings, before the years of carrying something most people couldn't see. Your children need you present when your mind is three time zones and critical or maybe RV decisions away. The people you're hiring are stepping into something they can barely see yet, and they need your nervous system as much as they need your strategy. And your closest friends, some of them, are still reaching for a version of you that you have genuinely outgrown. The Reset was written for that gap. Not the gap between you and difficult colleague, the gap between who you have become and the people you love most, who are doing their best with what they have, who need your steadiness as proof that the transformation is safe, who are waiting, sometimes without knowing it, for you to stay loving enough for them to find their way to where you already are. So I struggled with this because I wanted to bring it up so that people could know that there's going to be this new transition out there, Bruce and Bob. And there is going to be a lot of change for people to organize and just kind of process in their nervous system. And we spent all weekend long getting this ready. I mean, like nonstop, and then the class. And it was, people said it was the most important class we've ever given. Out of, this would have been, this is like 238. And here's what I want to give everybody. So get out your pen. The most important thing, and we went into the, we read the first chapter. It's like we have a person that reads, and then we sit, we talk about it, we go through it, we talk about processing it. And so it's grounded in Christ in Scripture, but then it's like sitting and sharing like what your process is. That's going to be really important. And we had a neuroscientist say, this is amazing, a couple of them, because just reading it calms your nervous system and allows people to take Christ a practice and just get like real about what they're walking through as all this transformation and transition happens. Everybody was just so thrilled, Bruce, and it was amazing. So here's what I want you to do, because it's not available right now. It's going to take us about a lot of money to format it, which was driving me nuts, but it's very beautiful. Here's what I'm going to give you instead. Having compiled all these different emails, literally it was about 400 with help, and seeing that everybody was transitioning, I'm going to make a suggestion for people, because a lot of people don't even know this exists, to have, especially if you're into a project, you've got to have one or two people that are really skilled as your spiritual witness, a somatic practitioner, somebody that can just sit there and be with you, and you're saying something like, I just moved here, and I just want somebody that I can take a walk, you know, I can hike with, I can talk to, just somebody that I can process all this change that's happening around me. Very, very important. You're going to need skilled witnesses, people that will just be present to you so that you can be grounded. You can have the skills that will allow you not to numb, not to just check out, not to be overloaded. And if you did that, it's like you're learning how to have a relationship with Christ, a relationship, a healthy relationship with your body, and a healthy relationship, and here's the kicker, with your emotions. Because it's not mom and dad's life anymore. We got to get into emotionally and integrated processing of what we're about to go through. I've never been more, I mean, I literally spent my whole weekend doing this, Bruce and Bob, literally, because it was so all around me, and I went, oh my God, if somebody doesn't create something, and I'm using the big call, just to stimulate the awareness. Like there's physical conditioning, and then there's being ready for the RV and bringing Christ back into. It's not like just go to church and that's enough. Uh-uh, not this time. No. You've got to have people around you so you can be and process at a level that you're going to need to process. So you build more capacity. It's capacity. Your ability to hold more love, to go through, Bob calling it character development. It's capacity development. Your nervous system is going to be having to process a lot of new stuff. So use the reset, little taste, to reset your commitment to your capacity to stay grounded, stay in your body, to be paying attention, and to move with wise, grounded, elevated, and integrated awareness. That's what I wanted to offer for tonight.
Well, thank you, Sue. Well, that was really good. Enjoyed that, and I think that pop-up class would have been great to be part of, and I think that little booklet, 51-page booklet, sounds pretty good to me.
It's an opus, actually. It's not a little booklet. Let me just read you a testimonial quick, and then we're done.
All right. Good.
Dear Sue, your classes gave me back my writing ability. I'd given up, but I'm in such a strong, creative, and emotional space now, so peaceful. My gift of wanting to create and help others is coming from a space of control with my emotions being stable. Instead of writing from a sad, fractured, crying state, I no longer absorb the emotion. I had to give up songwriting because it was hard, bad for my emotional health. I held emotional baggage from my past. Now I'm no longer living in the controlled scarcity environment from childhood. I carried into my adult life and was living it and pressing it on as normal. I was able to wave goodbye to all of that. And now I'm free. Sue, your classes gave me my life back. I'm a beautiful song in progress, waiting to be heard now.
That's good. That sounds great. No, that's a good testimony of it. No, I don't mean to say it was a little booklet, Sue. It was not. It was 51 pages, an opus, and I imagine it was just...
It's a field guide. It's a field guide. Mm-hmm. But most of all, it's what it does when people read it, because it's not written like a textbook. It's not written like... It's a blend. It's a synthesis of practices. Mm-hmm. But the point is that I use this opportunity to give it to the call and to also just let people know that they're going to need support. They really are. They really are.
Sure.
Just make sure that you're witnessed. That's all. And that's it.
Okay.
That's my
good
segment.
Too. Thank you. Yep.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That. All right. Now. So many different things I'd like to bring up in my segment now. All right. Let's do this.
I'm sorry.
Wait,
talk about
Sue, wait.
My NDAs, just, I'm sorry, I totally forgot, I missed out. NDAs, we have somebody that wants to hear you talk about NDAs. My bad. Okay,
will do, roger that. Okay, thanks, Sue. Sue out. Okay, all righty. Bob, you're not under an NDA yet.
Yeah.
But I will try to discuss it. We've got three things now that are not Intel exactly, but I'll talk about them in my segment. Bob, we're in the midst of a new sale, progressive sale, and I know we've got some testimonials, I have to believe, over the last 5 days we've got some. What is it that you'd like to bring to us tonight, Bob?
Yeah, both of those things. So, a couple of testimonials that are inspiring. This one came in, and this lady was talking about this. She says, I've been taking the Boomer Boost for approximately a year, and I would take it twice a day if I took the time. It has been life-changing, way more energy. I just feel like I should feel. I used to be extremely tired all the time. Now I feel fantastic. I'm very thankful for all of these products. And this is always good to hear, Bruce. I never get tired of hearing people say that they have more energy when they use Boomer Boost. And
that's right.
It's and because it's so important, people have a life to live, and they have dreams, and they have projects, and it's important. You're going to be here 100 years, maybe 200, 300, 400 years, but it's limited. It's still the blink of an eye in God time. And
that's right.
Why do you want to be dragging yourself around tired all the time, not able to accomplish what you want to do? And we know that in order to create more energy for your brain and the rest of your body, you need to have certain nutrients that will end up converting into the molecule of energy. And you can't get that from your diet. It's really difficult because the food that we eat is grown in soil that's very, very depleted of nutrients. And unless you have a way to, you know, preserve foods and you live nearby the farmer's market or you live on a farm, you're going to have a really difficult time. But if you look at the ingredients in Boomer Boost, these are all the basic building blocks of human life. And when you take that product, it's the simplest thing in the world to do. You open up the canister, put a scoop in a glass of water, and drink it. And people ask all the time, well, how's it taste? It tastes great, but that's totally secondary to what it does.
Yeah.
And so when I see this type of testimonial, it's like, there we go again, another person. We got another one, Bruce, that says, Dear Boomers, I've been blessed enough to be taking Boomer Boost, Gladiator Barley, Collagen, and Myotrol. I'm very fortunate for all of them. It's been working well, and I'm looking forward to continue as I move through my journey. And this is what we're talking about. People are moving through their journey, and everyone's journey is very special. And when you are taking the challenges of your life as signs from God to forge your character, you want to be able to move through that journey with power and confidence and energy and faith. And if you're dragging yourself around, you're not going to respond as well. So those are the testimonials, Bruce. And we do have, this sale that's a graduated sale. And people can easily find it on the website by going to all products and then clicking on sale. And this is a way for people to save up to 20% off on their entire order. Okay?
Right.
And so it's tiered. It goes 20% if you spend $175 or more, 15% $125 or more, and 10% if you spend $75 or more. Right?
Right.
And you can add numerous different products to your cart you're going to save a lot of money right now. This sale is on here. We're talking, on the 19th of May. And the sale is on now. Probably go for another week. And great time to take advantage of it. This you can't. The one thing you can't do is stack this on top of your auto ship savings. People are already getting a savings of around 20% because they get a straight 10% plus they get free shipping plus they get cash back rewards. And mm-hmm. by the time you're done with that, you have close to the top discount on this sale.
Right.
So anyway, that's what I have for tonight, Bruce. And right now it's 10:05.
Okay. Well, that was a quick segment, Bob. I appreciate that. And didn't need it to go that quickly. However, let's just remind everybody how to get to the website. We send everybody to bigcalluniverse.com, which is my site. There's a banner at the top that says Boomers. If you click on it, it's a direct link into Bob's site. So, boom, you'll go right into his website. Like Bob said, pull down the, you know, click on the menu that says All Products, and then you'll see a little tab under it that says On Sale, and then you'll be able to click on that and then scroll through all the different products that are on sale. And they're all on sale. Every product except Myotrol is included. And, Bob, do we have the Myotrol on its way yet? Has it been shipped?
No, not yet, Bruce. It's supposed to be shipped this week. So we're going to be getting an update tomorrow in the middle of the week.
Okay.
All right. See about that. But we're getting very close.
Sounds good. All right, good. Hopefully we'll have it here. Maybe we'll have it by before Memorial Day. We'll see. So every other product that we have, everything that's available, is on sale, either 10%, 15%, or 20% off, depending on your total order. And it's a progressive order that you want to get 10% off. It's a $75 or more. We'll get you 10% when you get to 125, you get 15%, but if you can make it all the way to 175, you can get 20% off on all your products that you order. 175 or more. We'll get you. One sec. Bob, take this for just a second. I'll be right back.
So, yeah, what Bruce was just reviewing was the structure of this sale, which he was saying is starts at $75, you save 10%, and you move up to 125, 15%, and at 175, it's 20%. And so this is an all products sale.
Hold on. I'll be right. I came back, but I got to go back. Hold on.
Okay. No worries. So one of the things that people can do with this sale, since there are combinations of our products that that go really well together, one of the things that's really good to do on our website is go to the All Products tab and go down and click on combo packs, because you'll be able to see, you know, the products that go really well together, and put those products in your cart and get that discount.
All right. Okay, Bob, let's let them know that we know how to get to the site. We know how to find all the products and the on sale tab. We know that there's a lot more contained on your on your website. There's quite a bit at the footer of the page that they need to check out and read. A lot of testimonials. Everything is there. But and the 800 number is actually there, too, on the site. But if you want to put it in your phone and just put 800-861-4609, 800-861-4609 in your phone under Boomers, parentheses Bob, and you'll have it. You'll have it there. It's like, oh, there it is. Yeah. That's right. Because after this thing goes and you after going all over the place and getting things done and getting everything ready, you know, you might just not be hearing from us as much anymore. Now, I will be in touch with you guys, but get in touch if you need customer support. It's 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So just keep that in mind, that if you have a question or an issue or some problem, customer support has really been great to the Big Call and Big Call universe. Okay? So keep that in mind. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. Sorry about the interruptions. I had a little interruption there on my phone. But let's take this and let's go into Intel and let's cover a few things that were brought to me basically yesterday and today. One of which, let's talk about what Sue's point was at the end of her segment. Somebody had asked her to have me discuss the NDAs, the non-disclosure agreements. My understanding as of the last discussion of NDAs was that ZIM holders are the only ones in currency exchange that will have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. And I think the reason is because the value of the ZIM is going to be so high that they want us to clam up about it. Stay quiet. Our NDAs are going to be dependent on how you appear to the people that are redeeming this, the ZIM bonds that you have. They're going to say, well, this guy's pretty sharp or not so sharp, or I don't know. He looks like he might go off and tell everybody in the world. You know, they might be a 30-day, it could be a 60-day, could be a 90, could be a 120-day NDA. I've heard 90 maybe would be the most, but there could be some exceptions. And if you really say, listen, I'm not going to say a thing about it, I'm going to be quiet, blah, 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 maybe yours would be 30 or 60-day. But the non-disclosure agreement is a legal agreement that you sign, and believe me, I have not seen one to know what it says. And they kept updating these NDAs for all the other people that are under these already. Bond paymasters, redemption center leaders and staff, bank employees, all of these people have signed fairly recent new NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. Now, we'll sign them, and that'll be good. But if you have just regular, let's just call it dinar, dong, rupiah, Afghani, those currencies, and some of the others, you won't be under an NDA, from what I understand. You will not. Okay, but ZIM holders will. Okay, so be prepared for that if you have ZIM. The other point that was made to me today was that some people have seen something about, well, you need to have this check or this check that will allow you to exchange your currency, but it has to be 6 months after everybody else starts or some kind of noise like that. It's just plain bogus. It's just another piece of noise that's out there that is incorrect. There's no special check. There's nothing that you have to have other than your currency. Now, when you go, after your appointment's been set, when you go into the redemption center, okay, you will have to show a proof of your address, where you live. So it'd be a utility bill, a gas bill, an electric bill, maybe even your cell phone bill, something with your address on it. If you have two of them, take two of them. If you have one, take one. You need ID. You need photo ID. So your driver's license, your passport is a good one, student ID, if it applies, government ID. There's several types of ID. No, your library card will not do. Sorry. No, I'm just kidding. Don't worry about a library card. But take that with you and your currency. Don't forget to take your currency. Have it organized. I've got it organized by type of currency and denomination of that currency. So it should be real easy to slap it in the De La Rue machine. Bruce, why do you say De La Rue? Because it's French. De, D-E, La, L-A, Rue, R-U-E. De La Rue, De La Rue. All right, the De La Rue machine, they'll slam it in there. It'll count it, verify it, boom. It'll give you a total for each currency. And they probably have to change the setting for each currency that they verify. They count and verify. All right, so that takes care of the NDAs and that check that's bogus. The idea of, what, taking a check? The only thing, I'm not even going to say what it makes me think of, but that's not even true. Now, the other piece of bogus information was brought to me, and that was the emails that went out, about 17,500 emails went out to people, and it said something in the subject line about redemption centers, quantum financial system, appointments, blah, 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 something like that. And it was bogus. It's not coming from U.S. Treasury. It's not coming from the Redemption Center. It's just plain a bogus email. They found the guy that did this. They caught him, and he's been arrested. But if you have that in your inbox and it didn't already go to spam, send it to spam and delete it. Put it in a trash can. Trash it. Don't even click on it. Why would they send all those out? Now, these are not official emails that we're looking for. This is a bogus email that went out. That means not real. False. Okay? Those went out so that they could grab your IP address and sell your IP addresses for up to a lot of money. So, be very careful when you open your emails. And do I know what the header line is that we are going to receive from Wells Fargo? Nope. I had it. I had what I thought it was, and I was about to tell you, but no, they changed it. They're going to change it, and theoretically, they're sending you an email that will not go to your spam so that you'll see it. It'll be valid in the inbox, and what we're going to try to do is when we get the correct 800 number, we'll end up, this is assuming that we can do this, and I believe we can, we'll put it on the landing page of biggalluniverse.com and have it for you. And if we can get the number for Canada, we will for Canada as well, because we think Canada will have a different number than we do in the United States. Now, let's see, where else do I want to take that? Okay, so we do not know what that header is going to say. So if you're not sure, I would say in the first couple of days, check bigcalluniverse.com and see if we've posted it yet. Now, I'm going to give it to Bob. Bob will work with Raleigh. We'll try to get it on the website as soon as we possibly can, as soon as we can verify that it is the real McCoy, the real number, the correct number. And if we can get Canada, we'll do the same thing for our Canadian friends to the north. Okay? So, let's see. So that should take care of that aspect. But, you know, guys, in these last days of this, they said it would get chaotic. It could get a little crazy. Just keep your peace. Be grounded, like Sue said, and let's just kind of let it come to us and don't freak out. Be calm. Work on your breathing, like Sue is. Work on your breathing. Breathe through your nose, 4 seconds in. Hold it for four. Exhale for four or five if you can. Now, Work on your breathing. Now, let's take this thing into another direction. I want you guys to realize that when I committed to the big call 15 years ago to take us all the way to the threshold of the RV, I meant it and I'm still here, right? So that's not changing. What about after this goes, after we've got numbers, after we have gone to the redemption centers to redeem our ZIM and exchange our currency? What about that? What about after that? Well, you guys know I have four main projects: Rebuild America, Rebuild International, Veterans Retreat Network, and Pastoral Retreat Network. Those are my four projects. And what I have asked you guys to do for Rebuild America is to help me rebuild America throughout the United States with approximately 5,000 people that are volunteering to help in your particular area of interest, whether it's a city, a town, or a community, a rural area, could be inner city, could be a small town, could be a community. And it could be where you're living or where you're not living, but maybe something you know about that needs help, that needs rebuilding, that needs life. And so what I'm looking to do is connect all of us that are willing to do this regionally by region and have some regional get-togethers and get some regional leaders, like for each state in that region, for example, get together with the regional leaders and go ahead and go about setting up a template for everybody to try to follow, so we have similar concepts. Not exactly the same building or even building types or businesses or whatever. It's going to be customized. You would help me customize it for your particular area of interest throughout the country. And the idea is, if you live in a certain area, you know it, you know what it needs, you know what used to be there, what happened. You know, you could essentially bird dog it and find out what is going on and what would help that area. What would rejuvenate it? What would make it viable again? You know, I remember driving through Mississippi, you know, through some of these small towns, heading on down to Florida, going that way, driving around. And, you know, they're dead. You know, you can see where an old video store was. Oh, the bank is still there. Oh, is that, you know what I mean? Is that a general store? Is that, you know, you got like a Quick Trip, some kind of a convenience store, a bank, but, you know, where's the business? Where's the life? You know, where are the restaurants? Oh, there might be a diner. Okay. In other words, we want to revitalize America and create businesses with jobs, opportunity for people, all of that. Okay, you got my vision. I know you guys know what I'm talking about. Now, Rebuild International is a little bit different because we're talking about working in areas that have been hit by hurricanes, you know, that might still need help, like the Bahamas. Obviously, we can do some things on the Dominican Republic. Haiti's kind of on the back burner, but still an area of interest. And, you know, these are our countries that we can help. Jamaica, after that last hurricane that hit Jamaica, yep. And we've got some contacts in most of these areas, but we'll see how that comes together. All right, so is the big call going to be doing calls, live calls, every Tuesday and Thursday night? I don't plan to, no. But I do plan to record like a podcast. A recording might be just me, could be Bob and I, Sue might jump in. We'll see. That's yet to be determined. But if I do a recorded call, it might be 20, 30 minutes, could be longer, but it would be one that I would send out to your email with a link that you would click on and listen to it, probably just audio, probably not video, but just audio, so that you could say, oh, I see what Bruce is up to. Okay, I get it. Okay. Yeah, okay, I got it. Oh, the website's being created? Oh, okay, good. Oh, what's that going to do? oh, we're going to have a an interactive ability to answer some questions, simple questions on a questionnaire to find out what our interests are for Rebuild America, where we are, what our skills are, what our talents are, what our vision is. 20 questions. Boom, 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 boom. Cool. Easy. Easy peasy. We can do that. And we'll be doing that and letting you guys know when we build out these sites. Okay? So that's going to be the plan. Veterans Retreat Network, I've got another concept for that that I think I've told you guys about. We're going to be working with existing veterans retreats and locations throughout the country to try to strengthen them, see what they need, what do they need funding for, what do they need to help improve their situation, and then can we create an interactive type website that would be the go-to site for all veterans. A veteran goes to it, he says, oh, there's a retreat in the one state over, or here's a retreat in Florida. Oh, here's one there. Up here, here's one in Maine. What about that one? In other words, you might fit, they might try to say, well, I want to go to that retreat and spend whatever time and be under whatever program they've got that would be really good. So we'll connect with these. We'll vet these places out, and that way we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We can work with what's already out there and maybe embellish it, maybe improve it, and help them to do what they do best. That's what I'm thinking on Veterans Retreat Network. But we'll see. It's still in its infancy stage. Pastoral retreats, like to work with some retreat areas where pastors and their families can come, evangelists, missionaries, pastors, and they can kind of reset, get a reset, get some R&R, and just basically get their planning done and maybe give them some encouragement and maybe even some help. Okay? And those are yet to be determined where they would be. But that's another thing. So those are my four basic projects. So now, what do we do from here is we take these concepts and we bring them in a short presentation that most of you have already done. Sue has created 30,000 or so projects with the interest that Big Call Universe has had over the last 10 years. And this was one of the first things that she did to help Big Call Universe and to fine-tune these projects. Back then, we thought we had 5 to 8 minutes to present. We might not have the 3 to 5 minutes to present. The main thing you're looking to do is to create jobs, create employment opportunities, and have a project with longevity so that you can see it to completion, to fruition. That's why they want ZIM holders with the med beds with dire need to go into the med beds first, because they want us to be around long enough to see 100, 150, 200 years, our projects completely finished, or at least at a stage where we can sit back and go, wow, that was quite a deal. Look at that. Look what we were able to accomplish with God's help. Look what we were able to do. Or look what God was able to do through us. Say it that way. And that's going to be really good. So that's why ZIM holders, especially those with dire need, are going to get the first shot at going in the med beds after they have redeemed their ZIM and exchanged any currencies that they have. Okay? So that's looking very good right now. Very good. Like I said, I'm hearing this secondhand. I have not personally been to a med bed center yet, but I'm looking forward to it shortly. And I know that they've been working on military. I know a lot of the children that were trafficked, that were rescued out of the tunnels around the world, have been rescued. And I've heard a number of approximately 2 million of these trafficked children have gone through the med beds already. It's a scary high number. But that's what we're getting. The med beds are ready to go. All we need to do is get our exchanges done, and then we can go from there. Now, what about redemption centers? Redemption centers are all throughout the United States and in the lower part of Canada where the population of Canada is. Okay? We have a ton of these redemption centers. There are banks also, as you guys know. There's a consolidation of banks that's been going on too. So some bank branches will close. And some will stay open and be financial centers. You know, that's cool too. But initially, those of us who are ZIM holders will go to the redemption centers only, because banks are not going to be allowed to redeem ZIM. Okay, that's why the redemption center is so important. And they want to see you face to face when you go in there. They want to see who this person is. That's part of the KYC, know your customer, know your client. That's part of that protocol. So we'll get in there and do that, and it'll be great. It'll go so fast, it'll make your head spin. 30 to 40 minutes tops to do currencies, set up new accounts, get your Quantum card, set up your Quantum account, move money in from your Quantum account from the exchange into your primary Wells account, and then set up whatever other accounts. I don't think we have time to set up more than one Wells account, but you could come back later in a few days and set up more accounts with your wealth manager or with your premier banker with Wells, premier banker. So that'll be something that we'll try to do. And let's see where we are now. Now, as of today, we should have rates on both bank screens and, no, I'm going to change that. Never mind. Tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, we will have new rates on both bank screens and redemption center screens. Tomorrow afternoon. And that might be afternoon, or it could be after 2 p.m. I don't know exactly what time, but they've put it generally as tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, the 20th of May, new rates on screens. And a lot of times they'll talk about a new rate, they'll talk about dinar, Iraqi dinar. There are other countries that have the dinar, but Iraq is the one that we are mostly concentrating on. However, what is the status on Iran? I'll tell you one thing about Iran. The big call was carried last Thursday's big call was carried into Iran. Last Thursday's call, which was cool. I was glad to hear that. And I was glad to hear today that President Trump has held back from going in for a further attack on Iraq. And he said in his own words that I heard today that he was within an hour of going in for another group of attacks, and it would have been bigger and worse than what they've already received so far. Now, of course, we're praying that that would not happen. We've been praying that the, let's call it new leadership in Iraq, in Iran, would get it together so that this this peace process could go on, that the ceasefire would continue, and there would be no more attacks. And I think that that is where we are. That's what President Trump really wants. He wants them to work it out. And he had a call from at least four or five countries in the Middle East. He heard from the UAE, United Arab Emirates, UAE. He heard from Qatar. Notice it's not Qatar, the insect spray. It's Qatar. Okay, UAE, Qatar. He heard from, Saudi Arabia. I believe he mentioned Kuwait. And there might have been one or two other countries that have urged President Trump to hold back and let this peace process work its way out. And I think that's wisdom to do that. I'm hoping that is the case. and that that continues and that we move on from there. Now, what else is interesting about Iran? Remember the Iranian rial, R-I-A-L. I believe that's still the name of their currency. I've heard that they have another name for it, but that's the name that I know, R-I-A-L, Iranian rial. Now, I heard today that the Iranian rial is on Forex and being traded today. And they want to trade it up. They want to trade it up to where it's not too far from the bank rate of the Iraqi dinar. Because those two guys, being trading partners, neighbors, need to have a currency that's fairly close. Okay? Now, how long is that going to take to get there? Hard to say. Bank rate on the Iraqi dinar? Don't have it right now. I know roughly what it would be, but it might take a few days for the Iranian rial to get up to that point. But look what a positive that thing is. Do you realize one of the pieces of information we got said that physical freedom and financial freedom will come to Iran Tuesday, today? Physical freedom and financial freedom will come to Iran Tuesday. Now, I got that 2 days ago. So that's pretty interesting. And I believed it, and I'm still believing it now. I think we are at the point now where everything is poised to begin. I have heard most recently this morning that exchanges for us in Tier 4B would start, listen to the language, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Notice I didn't say Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. The message was clear. It said Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's tomorrow, day after tomorrow, and Friday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Today's Tuesday night. So what does that mean? Does that mean we're about to be notified? Let me take that concept a little bit further. We're also hearing that ZIM holders, which they are calling us who are ZIM holders, sovereigns. Sovereigns. That we who have ZIM will get notified first. And therefore be able to exchange or redeem our ZIM first. Now, I learned this today. So, and this message said that this would occur in 24 hours, and that was as of this morning, which would put it possible, is the key word, to receive those email notifications with toll-free number as early as tomorrow. For ZIM holders, they say, well, what do you mean? I'm saying that they know primarily who has Zimbabwe ZIM notes. They know who we are by our emails. Now, if you've been gifted ZIM, they don't necessarily know that. They don't know that at all. But I believe what's going to happen is they are going to target ZIM holders initially. And it's quite possible that if we do get our notifications tomorrow or tomorrow morning or whatever, that we could possibly redeem that tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening. In other words, we might get a head start on people that don't have Zim. Now, if you've got other currencies, like a lot of us do that have Zim, that's cool too. You'll still exchange those, but they want the Zim holders in first. Imagine that. I never knew that would happen. That's totally new today. Totally new. So we'll see if that holds up. We'll see if we get notified tomorrow, and if we do, and can we set appointments through the 800 number, the call centers, which are AI-operated initially, and the theory is that we'll go through AI and then get connected to the redemption center where our zip code indicates is close to us, based on the zip code that you enter theoretically on a keypad. Theoretically. I don't know, guys. We have never done that before. We've never done this, and they haven't told us this. I'm just basing it on the information that we've been able to glean so far. So this is going to be quite an experience. And the theory is when you get to that person at the redemption center, as your call gets redirected there, that you'll talk to a live human being, a real person, and be able to have your appointment verified, and then they'll figure out whether they're going to text you or email you directions. I'm not sure how they're going to do that yet. I don't know how they're going to do that. But I'm sure there's a secure way that they're planning on doing that. So, are we going to get started for Zim holders to get notified tomorrow? Is this a staggered start for Zim holders going first and other currency holders going afterwards? A day? 2 days? I don't know. Guys, you realize you're lucky to get what I'm getting right now. I have questions just like you guys do. I have questions. I try to pose questions too, and sometimes I get an answer and sometimes I don't. So it's going to be a mystery a little bit, but it's also kind of part of the journey. And I think it's important that we have fun through this journey. And just don't sweat it. Just enjoy it. Enjoy it. So what I'm saying is it looks, now, have I got any late updated intel yet tonight? No. Am I expecting something later, maybe after the call? Yes. But right now, today's Tuesday, you know, guys, we may have a celebration call Thursday. We might not. We don't know yet. We'll have to see. I hate the expression, let's just wait and see. Remember that? Oh, we'll just have to wait and see. Well, you know what? We're kind of tired of waiting, but it is part of the journey. So look at it that way. This is part of the journey. Let's just enjoy the journey and enjoy the ride. Once you get to the destination, it's all over. Then you look back and go, wow, man, that was a journey. Bruce has been on this journey for 22 years. Done the big call for 15 years. And yeah. And you know what? It's going to be a restart. You know? Like Sue's class, her pop-up class today. It's going to be a restart. And it will be. It'll be a 2.0 for a lot of us. And then we'll just enjoy that journey. We'll enjoy that journey hopefully a lot more. We'll have a new journey when we get in and out of the med beds. That'll be a cool thing, won't it? Looking forward to that. So, that is what I had to give you guys this morning. I would like us all to keep Iran in our prayers. Keep new leadership. Let's speak new leadership that is something we can work with in Iran into existence. Okay? Let's do that corporately, all of us, when I pray us out tonight. Because, you know, that's important. It's really important. President Trump's agenda is terrific. And so far, he's batting 1,000. And I would not doubt that he will just absolutely, when we get this thing and we start moving after the RV hits and we start moving and shaking, it's going to be terrific. And we're looking forward to celebrating this 250th anniversary of our nation. You know, we're going to have a lot of things happening between this week and July 4th. I think a lot of things are going to roll out for us. I think EBS will roll out. I think our NASARA will kick in, where we'll learn more about what we're getting from NASARA. I think our DOGE payments will come out. Our R&R will come out at the Redemption Center, and we'll get our tariff dividends. We'll see what happens on all of that. It's all secondary and tertiary to our redemption of Zim and our exchanges. So this could be, and you know what? Redemption centers will, in some areas, based on demographics, could be open for 2 months. Some will be. Some will shut down after 12 or 14 days by the end of the month. But some will stay open longer. In certain areas like Florida, Tampa, Orlando, Miami, some of these higher population cities will probably, you know, stay open longer. Atlanta, I don't know. Guys, I think you want to set your appointment and get in right away. Obviously, if we do, as Zim holders, have priority and they want us in first, then don't hesitate. Set your appointment and get in there. Get on in there. And that's basically what I wanted to say tonight. I'm kind of excited, and I'm also ready to go. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens tomorrow in the way of emails. Now, remember, this is my little caveat. We've been told things are close before. We have been told things, and I've put out dates and times, not exactly, but I've been telling you what I've been told. That's all I do, is pass on what I can that I've been told. So hopefully this one will come through in the next 3 days. Remember that the information said exchanges will take place Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week. So, you know, that's good enough for me. Let's see if we get notifications tomorrow. Now, if you don't get notified tomorrow, don't sweat it. If you're a Zim holder and you do, just see what the instructions are. And if we get our notifications with the toll-free number, we will put it on bigcalluniverse.com, and you can see it right there. Canada, same thing, eh? If we get a number for Canada, we'll put it on our website. Now, I can't speak to the rest of the world because we're not going to have numbers for you. But you'll know what to do when this goes. The word will get out pretty quickly. It'll probably take 5 minutes to get the word out online. But I think they want to take care of the 2.5 to 3 million Zim holders in the United States first. And maybe we've got 30 million currency holders total in the U.S. I'm not talking about Canada right now, just in the U.S. And if that's the case, then they want to get us knocked out first, and then the currency holders will come after that. That don't have Zim is what I'm saying. That don't have Zim. All right? Not everybody has it. But let's do this. Let's go ahead and believe for this to happen. Let's pray this call out, and let's keep Iran and a positive new government to be formed in Iran to take place right away. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that you have done to prepare us for this time, to get us in a situation where we're prepared and ready to redeem our Zim and exchange our currencies at redemption centers. Thank you for the emails that are coming. And if the information I have is true and Zim holders get a first shot at it, we should be getting our notifications possibly tomorrow. So thank you for that. Thank you for that opportunity. We pray for Iran. We thank you that President Trump has held back a further attack, and that with the encouragement of the other nations in the Middle East, hopefully no more war will occur there, and that we will have peace in the region. Thank you for the peace of Jerusalem and the peace of the Middle East at large. Thank you for a restored Iran with good, reasonable leadership of the people, for the people, and by the people, like we have in the United States. Give them a constitutional republic, Lord God, that they can believe in and trust and know that their rights are preserved as human beings. We pray that that this takes place, that Iran will have a future, and that it will become a Christian nation. Because we know there are a lot of believers in Christ in that nation already. We pray that the violence would stop and that peace would be the prevailing feel all through the country of Iran, and that they would have personal, physical, and financial freedom from today on. Thank you for the ability of the Iranian rial to trade up and get the rate that they want to get close to the dinar so that we can get those exchanged at the proper levels. Thank you for everything you've done in our lives to get us to this point and beyond, as we move beyond this into med beds and into our new 2.0 lives to follow. Thank you for the big call. Thank you for Sue. Thank you for Bob. Thank you for GCK and Doug. Thank you for Pastor Scott and Jeannie. And thank you for Big Call Universe. And thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the call out all over the world, and especially into Iran tonight. We pray for those people, and we are there with you. We want Iran to become a first world nation and to be partnering with us, not enemies of us. We pray all this in the name of the name that is above every name, and that is the name of Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ. Amen and amen. Well, thank you guys for praying along with me on that. Keep an eye on your emails, and we'll talk to you Thursday, and hopefully we'll have a celebration call. All right? So everybody have a great night tonight and a great day tomorrow, and God bless you all.